The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition, with my man Mike Wilson today from Pacific Takes, as well as the Dorf on Sports radio team. Good morning, Mike. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, I'm doing great after a fun, thrill day of sports. Yes. Today. Hey. You got baseball playoffs, you got college football on today.
I agree, gee, man.
We walk right into week 4 or 5 of the NFL season, and, you know, things are just... Are you there?
I am. Of course I'm here, man. It's a crazy, okay. crazy weekend of sports, as we always know, and lots of Major League Baseball as well. Obviously, the postseason there is underway, so much to talk about, people. Thoughts and opinions, they're going to be encouraged. They're going to be absolutely welcomed. The numbers are 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at PigskinOpinion, at Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online, and then obviously check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But Mike, real quickly, just a couple things to think about. Obviously, college football gave us the first couple of upsets that we wanted and we love to have so much. So truth be told, we got everything that we wanted, if you ask me. And then Major League Baseball, the Diamondbacks are struggling with those Dodgers, and obviously everybody else struggling as well. So we've got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it going.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about you or loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
On one pitch, swung on, fly ball, left center, not that deep, on the run, Chisholm Hall gives way, Giftis with a diving catch in left center. How about that?
You're listening to Dorf on Sports. Now, here's Andy and Jeff.
All righty, people, welcome back. It is Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Joining me today, Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, as well as the Dorf on Sports radio team. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. We like them. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online, and then you can get at Mike at Pigskin Opinion. Mike, I'll tell you what, man, the Major League postseason baseball playoffs have been somewhat predictable so far. I'm not sure how you feel, but as I said before, the D-backs really struggling with the Dodgers. And ultimately, man, I think they have a lot of themselves to blame for this, to be honest with you, because truth of the matter is they did everything they could do to get into this game or this series against the Dodgers. And they went to Robbie Ray in the wild card game. Obviously wasn't ready to go for game two against the Dodgers. And this has really messed up their whole rotation when you think about it. But I want your thoughts, your opinions, as the Dodgers win once again 8-5 over the Diamondbacks and now have a commanding 2-0 series lead.
Well, I'll tell you this much. Okay, so they had the game with the Rockies, the wild card game, right? And it's all hands on deck when you get to that kind of thing, because you just have to advance. It's one game, do or die, and you just have to throw everything you have at the Rockies. And so by going with Greinke and then kind of messing up the rotation after that, I mean, it kind of set them up for failure when you go up against the Dodgers and Kershaw and Hill and all those guns that they got for the Dodgers. So, trying to get advanced in the playoffs is a tough thing. And when you get there, sometimes the things that you do in a previous series or a previous game come back and bite you in the backside because you're just trying to get there. We'll see how this plays out, but now it's, some people are saying put a fork in them, put a fork in the D-backs, they're done. But we'll see what happens as we move forward here.
And if you can get game three, obviously you got Greinke going. He's 13-1 at Chase Field this season, including the wild card game the other day. If you can get through game three, then you can go back and throw Godley out there for game four. Maybe you have a chance to get to a game five. But again, you got to win game three before you're talking about game four and game five. I just think that at the end of the day, man, the Dodgers have a better team. Okay, that's really the truth, is that they have a better team. But with that being said, try to give them as many fits as you possibly can, and you never know, you get a little kink in the armor. I think the guy that I'm most impressed with, I don't know about you, but Puig has, an 8-hole for them. This guy can come in there and he can start a rally. He can obviously get a big base knock, which he did repeatedly. But I think they just have so many weapons. Turner, obviously we know about him. Just so many, man. It's like the list goes on, right? You just can say so many different things. And then you get to Jansen when to close. He actually had to go five outs. So a little bit more out of him. And I think you're going to see that a lot throughout the postseason, Mike. You're going to see him going five, six outs to close games out for the Dodgers. But you know what? I'm not surprised that where we're at with the Dodgers and the D-backs, they're the better team. The Nationals do get a victory as well, man, 6-3 over the Cubs, and that was much needed. Obviously, they lost game one. How does this make you feel? I know you're a Cubs guy, but I think the Nationals are going to pull this thing off in probably five. I don't know how you feel about that, but look, truth be told, that's it's hard for me to think that they're going to win three straight, but I do think they win two of the next three games against those Chicago Cubs. How do you feel about the Nationals and the Cubs series?
Well, the National, I mean, obviously, yes, I am a Cubs fan. My wife's a Cubs fan. We're like a Cubs family. So we were happy with the game one win. But let's have a little dose of reality here. The Cubs have underperformed all year. The pitching staff has underperformed all year. The talent on that team, I'm not doubting the talent that they have on that team, but there's been injuries. There's been guys that have not performed to the level that they did last year. I you know, you can, some people might rack it up to, you know, a little World Series hangover kind of thing. But you know, in the end, you're the defending champs. You got to play like the defending champs, and they haven't played like the defending champs. So, you know, when, as moving forward here, I totally see you, not you, but I mean, I totally see your opinion on this, that the Nationals are going to come through in the end. And I do think that as much as I'm going to root for the Cubs, the Nationals are going to take this.
Look, man, I think it might be the year of the Nationals. You know, they've been there so many times now. They've gotten close to advancing, and they never really do. So I'm kind of pulling for them, and I'm just kind of pulling for something different. I like the fact that, you know, the Yankees were able to push the Indians the other day, but they ultimately, you know, kind of stabbed themselves in their own foot, and Girardi made some mistakes, and he even came out and said, you know, I made some mistakes, but, you know, admitting them is great. Going out there and figuring out a way to get the job done, I think that's another thing. The Astros look really strong. I've been impressed with them so far. I don't know how you think about them, but the Indians have gotten the job done. The Yankees had some resistance in game two, game one, not so much. But ultimately, I think the Red Sox have been very the Astros have been very dominant over the Red Sox so far. And to me, they've been the most impressive. Maybe you could probably put them together with the Dodgers as the most impressive so far, at least in these series. What do you think?
Let's take a look at what, you know, the Astros did during the regular season. You know, they were one of the best teams the first half of the season, and then they kind of go in the tank a little bit, right? The Dodgers, they go on that huge streak, then they kind of go in the tank. So it's hard for me, or hard for anybody, in my opinion, to just take what happens in the regular season, and it's like an automatic transfer of what's going to happen in the playoffs. So I think that, you know, the Dodgers, you know, man, the Dodgers are just so talented. They got so many arms. They got so many, and like you said, Puig, he's no scrub. Like, people kind of get down on him, and he's no scrub at all. The kid can play. The guy can play. And the Nationals, I would love to see them go deep. If they take out, you know, my Cubbies, I'd love to see them go deep, because they've been there. They got talent. Bryce Harper, he's worth the price of admission every single time he steps on the field. So, you know, let's just see what happens as we move forward here with the playoffs.
One thing I do want to point out here, and I think it's an important thing to make light of here. Everybody was talking about the Dodgers, right, and saying, oh, they're slumping, this and that and the other, and thinking that they'd lost their mojo, and, you know, they were coming into the playoffs struggling quite a bit. I after watching what I've been watching so far, I actually look at it like this. I think it was a tapering off sort of deal for them for about the last month, because truth be told, man, they have been able to kind of turn that switch back again. So I think that, you know, Dave Roberts, man, he's looking somewhat like a genius right now because he had everybody fooled. Everybody thought that the Dodgers, you can't just flip this switch back on, but they seem to flip that switch back on, Mike. And I'll tell you what, they tapered off. They struggled for about a month or so, but it's game time again, and it looks like all hands are on deck for them. They're good to go, and they got this thing figured out. So now it's going to be a matter of execution, them going out there getting timely hits and all that stuff. We'll see how it all shakes out. Real quick, I'll let you rebuttal, but we're going to have to take a pause. Go ahead, man.
I mean, let's just face facts. The streak that the Dodgers are on, there's no way they could keep up that pace the rest of the season. So you would have to, in reality, expect them to kind of come back down to earth a little bit. And they have enough talent, like we've been saying the last couple minutes, that they can flip the switch, that they can, you know, again, start playing better ball. So, you know, let's hope that Davey Roberts can keep this thing going for him.
Look, man, it's been impressive so far. Like I said, he kind of had everybody fooled when you asked me about as far as what the Dodgers were doing the last month or so of the season. I was guessing, I was questioning it, but ultimately the guy knew exactly what he was doing. At least so far, seems that way. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. Get at us on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion for Mike, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online for me, and check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And thoughts and opinions are always encouraged. They're always welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. We'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. He's Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
Was it little more life?
Listening to Dorf on Sports.
Well, it was kind of cold that night.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected
either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Throw back to him, a little wheel route. Fuller at the end zone, reaches up. Did he grab it? Yes, he did. Touchdown! C.J. Fuller hauls it in for his second touchdown reception of the year. Looks over the defense, sets up in shotgun. Gallman behind him and to his right. Fakes the pitch, going to keep it himself. Cuts it across the five. He goes in the end zone. Touchdown! Deshaun Watson scoring it from 7 yards out. His second touchdown running here tonight. And Clemson puts a big touchdown on the board.
As I was walking by, I saw you standing there with a smile.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. Hanging out with me today, Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, as well as the Dorf on Sports radio team. And I like that, Scott, to be honest with you, man. You went old school on us with some old school Deshaun Watson clips from when he was back at Clemson. And obviously we'll get to him in just a little while because he's playing unbelievable in the NFL. So we want to talk about that as well there. But thoughts and opinions, people, they're encouraged. They're welcome. 1-800-878-7529. Get at us on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion. And then obviously check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike. So yesterday, or Saturday, I should say, we had ourselves some unbelievable stuff that happened on the football field for the college ranks. NC State takes care of Louisville. I thought that was a pretty good football game. And by the way, the reason I'm bringing this up is because Ryan Finley, a local product here, they used to play at PV High School, now there for the NC State team. This kid's starting to play pretty good ball. I don't know if you've been watching him throughout his career, but I have been watching him because I used to go to a lot of PV football games. My girlfriend's son played for the PV team, so I did get to go and check out his younger brother. I didn't get to see and his name, by the way, Ben Finley. I can't believe I'm giving him some love on the show, but whatever, it is what it is. We're talking high school football for a moment, so you never know what could come out of my mind. I might talk about that Chris Jackson kid from your school at Mesa High. You never know. Look, boom, shameless plugs all over the place, Mike. But truth be told, getting back to Ryan Finley, this youngster at NC State, 20 of 31, 367 yards, a touchdown. But more importantly, man, a victory over a guy that, you know, might be another Heisman Trophy winner himself for Louisville. Just a very impressive performance from NC State over Louisville.
Oh, absolutely. The Finley kid, I remember watching him at Boise State because let's face it, Boise State, they get on TV quite a bit. And holy smokes, I don't know what all that's about.
Don't worry about it, man. You're fine. Just keep talking.
Yeah, no. But
what'd you do? Fall over backwards on me or something? What happened, man?
Something like that, yeah. Anyways, it begs the question, is Louisville, how they say it, you know, were they a bit overrated coming in? You know, coming into this season, I mean, Lamar Jackson, you would think he already has the Heisman sewed up by what some of these people are saying. I'm not so convinced that like Jackson's like the best player in the country. He's one of the top players, but I don't know if he's like the best. But Finley, QBR of 82, 367, averaging almost 12 yards a throw yesterday, you know, on Friday night. I mean, it was a nice showing from a young kid who knows how to play. I mean, like I was saying with Puig a few minutes ago, he's no scrub. Like the kid comes from an offense at Boise State where they're throwing all the time. He can make reads. He can do check downs. He can probably, you know, he probably makes pretty good defensive reads. I mean, because that's what he had to do at Boise. So, you know, for him to do that in NC State, it's not shocking to me whatsoever.
Let me ask you this, looking at him at the next level, is this guy fit to be a pretty good NFL quarterback in your humble opinion? I respect your opinion because I know that, you know, like I said, you do write for PacificTakes.com, by the way, people. So you can always check out Mike Wilson's articles on PacificTakes.com as well as DorfonSportsRadio.com. But I do value your opinion when it comes to college football and talking about these guys moving to the next level. So is Ryan Finley a product that could go to the next level, to the NFL, and have a lot of success?
Oh, absolutely. He could go to the next level and have a lot of success. But with like anything else, I mean, it depends on who drafts him. What's the situation where he goes? Is he going to be given a legitimate chance to kind of shine a little bit? You know, and then, you know, I don't know if he's a, I don't think he's a first, second round guy. I think he's like a second day guy, like a third, fourth round, maybe fifth round pick somewhere in there. But at the very least, I think Finley could be a very serviceable backup. Like he would be a quality backup for somebody, you know, that needs a backup. So Finley, I like watching him because he knows how to throw. I mean, and I'm a big pass first kind of guy. Finley can also, like, he can make every throw. He can absolutely make every throw that the pros want him to do. He's a smart kid. He'll put the time in to be successful. But like I said, it just depends on who gets him and what the situation is wherever he ends up. So, you know.
So Clemson takes care of Wake Forest 28-14, you know, and Wake Forest obviously scores all their points in the fourth quarter. So the end result looks a little bit closer than what actually really happened. Clemson goes out to a 14-0 lead, but then not a lot of points scored until the third and fourth quarter. Again, you know, they do put seven on in each quarter and they're able to get by. The big one yesterday, at least or in my humble opinion, the big one on Saturday was Oklahoma going down to Iowa State. Iowa State was just literally going up and down the field all over Oklahoma. And what was amazing to me about this, Mike, was the fact that, you know, Oklahoma's defense has been pretty darn good so far. So they really had they laid an egg. I guess you can really, that's what you can call it, man. They laid an egg, and obviously you can take Oklahoma out of the mix of a national title hunt now, can't you?
They are done, gonzo. They are through. And you have to wonder what was these players' mindsets going into this game? I mean, did they just kind of look at Iowa State and like, you know, do we just show up and we win? You know, you can't, this is big time D1 Power 5 football. You just can't just show up and win. There's a lot of, you know, hey, that's why we lace them up kind of thinking with Iowa State. And Iowa State, like you said, they were marching up and down the field at will. Oklahoma could do nothing, it seemed like. You wonder if they had, I don't know, a little hangover from, you know, their big win a few weeks ago, or just what the deal is. But this was a coming back down to earth party for for Oklahoma yesterday, for sure.
And not only that, to add insult to injury here, I think, you know, Iowa State did it with their third string quarterback, too. So, look, man, it was just kind of a very lackluster performance from Oklahoma. And you know what? At the end of the day, they got no one to blame besides themselves. And I don't know what was up with Baker Mayfield, too, because he didn't look like himself to me, man. I thought he struggled a little bit and, you know, maybe was pressing. You know, this is a team that was up 24-3 at one point, or 24-10, something like that, 24-13 at half when you look at what the score was. And then Iowa State goes crazy in the third quarter, score 11 unanswered points, wind up scoring 25 points in the second half of that football game. So really took advantage of a lot of things that Oklahoma was giving them. And I think, you know, it's really difficult to prepare for that third string quarterback, but you also got to wonder how that third string quarterback went out there and accomplished all this, Mike.
Yeah, you have to just take a look at it and just kind of tip of the cap to the third string quarterback for Iowa State. I mean, a lot of football teams say, hey, it's next man up. Hey, next man stood up. He accomplished the task. He led his team. And here's the other thing for Baker Mayfield. I think he took himself himself right out of the Heisman race right there. Like, I think it's done. He may get some votes. He may get invited to New York, but I don't think, you know, you lose to Iowa State. Just let that sink in for a minute. So it's one of those things where Baker Mayfield was not the leader. He was not the guy that we've all come to like and to see and to play and planting the flag and the whole thing. So, you know, we'll see what happens with Oklahoma here moving forward. But it's pretty crazy. The Heisman race is over and the championship race is over.
I agree, man. Crazy stuff. We got to get to a break, so keep it close. We'll be back on the other side. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports. Now, here's Andy and Jeff.
All righty, people. Welcome back. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed, we like them. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at Pigskin Opinion for Mike, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online for me. And then you can always check out the website, it's dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, so we finally got some excitement in college football with some upsets here and there. Let's talk a little Pac-12. But I do want to run through some scores real quickly. Ohio State all over Maryland, 62-14. Wisconsin all over Nebraska, 38-17. TCU gets by West Virginia, 31-24. Michigan State beats Michigan in the Big House. I don't know if you've ever been to the Big House, Mike. Let me ask you, man. I've been to the Big House. It's a pretty cool spot to watch a football game, I'm not going to lie. And it's especially probably pretty cool if you're a visiting team and you can go in that place where there's 110,000 crazy Wolverine fans, and then you can make their day or their night absolutely miserable. But that's what Michigan State, that's what Sparty did. Sparty had a party in Ann Arbor on Saturday, man, and I'll tell you what, Michigan, they're just not the same, man. I don't know what it is about Jim Harbaugh. Does he lose his magic like a couple of years after anywhere he goes? I know I threw a lot of things at you, but Sparty had a party in Ann Arbor. Michigan, not the same. What's the reason for it, man?
I couldn't explain it at all as what the magic is with Harbaugh, and maybe it kind of goes away after a year or two. I mean, you can talk about the magic and all that, but it comes down to players making plays. I mean, that Michigan State game last night, I'm sitting there watching it, and it just didn't seem like the Michigan guys were like they were into it. Like there was something missing, like some focus, just some, dude, this is a rivalry game. This is a huge recruiting game between the two schools, and you're at home. You're in the Big House. You got to complete that deal. You got to win those recruits that don't go to, you know, East Lansing. They got to come they want to come to your place. But there just seems something was missing from the Michigan players last night. As far as Ohio State, I mean, they beat up on the team that has the god-awful worst uniforms in the country, in Maryland. They beat the Turtles up, but hey, TCU, people asked me about TCU in West Virginia yesterday, and I said, TCU is going to walk away with this thing. They're going to beat West Virginia. And that was a good game. TCU is for real. Don't sleep on them. Wisconsin, they just keep winning, baby. That's all that athletic program does. They just kind of sit in the weeds. No one kind of pays any attention to them. And they go down to Nebraska, and they're going to make Mike Riley's stint in Nebraska even that much shorter, I think. And then, you know, the Pac-12's best team, Washington, they finally get a home game after a few weeks, even though it's a late game. They take care of business. They beat Cal behind the woodshed 38-7. And now you got you can make the argument second best team in the Pac-12 is Washington State. The Cougs are coming after they go down to Eugene and just beat up on the Ducks. The Ducks were down to their second or third string guy as well. They still had Royce Freeman. They look good early, but Wazoo just has too many weapons, and they have arguably the best quarterback that no one knows about in Luke Falk. And eventually the Pirate from Pullman did what he does all the time. He turned the offense loose, and Washington State comes out cruising 33-10. Hey, Dorf, how about those Canes? How about Miami? The U comes away with a big win at Florida State. Some people were saying Florida State could be the best 1-3 team ever. Well, the facts are they're 1-3. You are what you are, right? I mean, that's what the coaches, what Parcells said a few years ago. You are what you are. And Miami right now, they're sitting, they're 2-0 in the ACC. They're 4-0 overall. That program's getting turned around down there by Mark Richt. And, look out for the U. It could be a revival of the Canes moving forward here.
No, there's a lot of good stuff going on in college football, and the Canes are definitely one of them. We all know the history there, and they lost their swagger quite a bit, as we all know, but it seems like they're getting their stuff back a little bit. By the way, it is Dorfon Sports, the weekend edition. Mike Wilson hanging out with me today. You can get at him on Pigskin Opinion. Can obviously get at me at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online, and obviously check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Thoughts and opinions, you can always give them to us. We like thoughts. We like to hear from you. 1-800-878-7529. Let's keep it in the pack a little bit, and let's talk a little bit about what's going on there. You didn't mention, but you did to me when we were talking during the break. The Stanford Cardinal goes to Utah, gets a pretty nice victory, 23-20 over them. And this Bryce Love kid just continues to run the ball very effectively. 20 carries, 152 yards, touchdown for him. At the end of the day, man, I think Stanford is still a pretty good school, but they're not ranked in the top 25 right now. This may help them get back there after beating Utah on the road. We'll see, but ultimately – Stanford's still a team to be reckoned with, and you got to be ready for them each and every week, don't you, Mike?
Oh, you absolutely have to be ready for Stanford, because in the Pac-12, I mean, you know this, Andy, and anybody that follows the Pac-12 knows this, all we do is throw. It's almost like a defense be damned kind of league, but Stanford presents a unique problem because they play so differently. They play so physical. They're big up front. They're big on the defensive line. You know, and they come to hit. They come with bad intentions all the time. And you put it on top of how smart those kids are just to get into Stanford. I mean, you're dealing with high functioning kids that are, you know, 6'5", 300 pounds. So you're dealing with guys that can play and know their roles and know what to do. And to go to Utah on their homecoming game and come out of there with a victory. I mean, talk about a much needed win, because if they don't win that, they're 500. And for all intents and purposes, any thoughts of doing anything are kind of over for Stanford at that point. Now you're 4-2, you're 3-1 in the pack. You got all sorts of momentum going into next week. Bryce Love, once again, buck 52. Are you kidding me? I mean, between him and Miles Gaskin and maybe Ronald Jones down at USC, he's top three running back in the conference. And you could make an argument that he's the best, you know, running back in the conference. I mean, I saw him against USC out there in L.A. The kid can – he has track speed. He has absolutely track speed. He runs away from guys. So keep your eye on him to keep doing some special things that he's been doing. You know, and, yeah, you just don't sleep on Stanford. You just, I mean, they may have struggled, but they do this. They maybe struggle early, but then they just rattle off, you know, 7-8 wins in a row, and they end up being a top 10 team in the end. So watch them. And hey, let's give a little love to Arizona. You know, Arizona played well last night, and, you know, going against Colorado last night was, you know, seeing what they're doing. Rich Rod has something, you know, he's coaching those kids, and they have 50 new kids. I mean, we've talked about this before. When you have 50 new players and you get them to compete at Colorado, you know, you're doing something down there, and the fans have to be happy with what they're seeing from their Wildcats.
I don't disagree at all, man. Obviously a very tough, daunting task for Rich Rod down there. All the new faces. Let me ask you this, by the way, Mike Wilson hanging out with me. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. And we like thoughts. We like opinions, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. He's Pigskin Opinion. I'd be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And then check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. How's the SEC in your mind? You know, LSU loses to Troy at home last week. They go to Florida, who's ranked in the top 25, and somehow figure out a way to get that one done by the slimmest of margins, 17-16. You know, Georgia's a pretty good football team. Obviously, we know about Alabama, but truth be told, I mean, at the end of the day, I think the SEC or the Big Ten, probably the best. Pac-12, maybe. They're getting a lot of love right now. I don't necessarily know if it's warranted quite yet, but obviously time will tell on all those things that I just said. But I think the SEC, obviously, year in and year out, one of the best conferences. Where do you stack them right now with some of the teams that they have, Mike?
Well, when you talk about the SEC, you're talking about one team. to me, Alabama. It's Alabama and just a bunch of also-rans. I mean, Alabama is holding up that conference like crazy. I think it's a good conference. It's not the greatest conference. People like to say that it's the greatest conference because, they win all these championships. Well, who wins the championships? Bama does. Okay. You don't see Auburn necessarily winning tournaments. You don't see LSU anymore, any of these teams, making a run to the playoffs. I mean, who's the team from the SEC that's always in the playoff? Bama. It's a one team conference. To me, you can make the argument that the ACC is the best conference. Okay, followed by the Big Ten, and then you could say the SEC and the Pac comes in behind that. I don't hold as much reverence for the SEC. I mean, I understand what they've done in titles and all those kind of things, but right now, they're not the best conference. Bama's the best team, but it's not the best conference.
Okay, I can live with that. So just a couple quick thoughts about college football so far from you, Mike Wilson. Some of the surprises, maybe some of the disappointments. I would have to think that San Diego State is one of those surprises. Rashad Penny, that kid just is continuing to play phenomenal football. Maybe NC State to a certain degree is a pleasant surprise. Like I said, the local kid, Ryan Finley, out there, like you said, Boise and now over at NC State. But some of your thoughts of right now, some of the surprises, some of the shocks with college football.
Some of the shocks is that, the huge hype machine that's USC. Coming into this year, it was, USC and everybody else in the Pac-12. And I'm sorry if I'm concentrating on the Pac-12, but it just kind of bugs me. I mean, I like I like USC's program, but let's face it, that team up in Seattle is the best team in the Pac-12. Washington are the big dogs, pun intended there, for the conference. But, I will agree with you that kid, that Penny kid from San Diego State is, he's raising his draft stock big time right now in terms of what he's doing. Alabama's doing what Alabama does. Clemson, I mean, I thought I saw Clemson lose their quarterback yesterday. He walked off in a boot or something like that. So you want to keep an eye on that. But Clemson, that defense is legit. They're big, they're strong, they're fast, they fly around. The Big Ten, man, Michigan disappointed yesterday, just disappointed yesterday in how they played. And so we'll see what Harbaugh has in store. But, to me, USC is a little overhyped. There's not too many disappointments. There's not too many, surprises to me, really. But hey, how about that seven overtime game yesterday with Western Michigan? Did you see that?
Holy mackerel. Unbelievable stuff. I do hear the music means we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll wrap this thing up this hour anyway. We'll wrap it up and we'll be back for another hour here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. He's Mike Wilson. We like thoughts, man. We like opinions. We want to hear from the Bird Gang. I'm getting a lot of love on Facebook Live from the Bird Gang. 1-800-878-7529. That's how you can get on board with this program. Or hit us up on Twitter. Like I said, he's Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And then check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be right back. It's Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson today. Keep it close, everybody.
Bama with pressure. There's an interception taken by the tie down the left side. They're going to walk it on in. Touchdown, Ryan Anderson.
And he gets free again. Look at Bo go. Scarborough inside the 10. The tide is rolling late.
Everybody needs a second chance. Oh, you want a piece of my heart?
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Come on, baby.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports. Now, here's Andy and Jeff.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Mike can see me. Scott can't see me. I'm moving. I'm grooving. I like the tunes that Scott plays on a regular here on the program. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. He's Mike Wilson. You can get at us on Twitter. Pigskin Opinion from Mike. And obviously, the guy likes to talk football. With a handle like that, he likes to talk football. I'm Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And then you can obviously check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Hour number one in the books, man. What do you think, Mike? Been pretty quick so far. Hour number two is on the horizon. And yes, by the way, I see Big Paper talking, calling you Big Mike. That is one of his nicknames, people, by the way. We call him Media Mike. We call him Hollywood Mike. We just like to call him Mike, man. And at the end of the day, I just love having Mike. But, Mike, are you ready for hour number two, brother, or what?
Dude, hour number two. Hour number one always goes by quick when I'm hanging with you, bro. So hour number two is going to be even more informative, more fun. You know, we're going to be talking NFL, maybe some NBA, maybe some Kyrie, maybe some Gordon Hayward. I don't know. But the NFL is going to be good because we got to figure out what's going on in Big D. We got to figure out the Bird Gang. Yeah.
All right. Ahead. We'll be back, man. It is Dorf on Sports. Hour number one in the books. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as now Tropical Storm Nate has made landfall in the southeastern United States, coming ashore just after midnight local time as a Category 1 hurricane. And here's more on the storm from correspondent Sharon Reed.
Maximum sustained winds of 85 miles an hour. There were two hits, in fact. Nate came ashore near the mouth of the Mississippi River in Louisiana. Then the National Hurricane Center says it made a second landfall in Mississippi, 1:30 this morning. Hurricane warnings for a while prompted curfews in areas from New Orleans to Biloxi. Those curfews are now lifted. Not over yet for utility crews. They're on standby to work on power outages. But again, the good news, Hurricane Nate now downgraded to a tropical storm.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your healthcare? Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their own health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
White supremacists were back in Charlottesville, Virginia yesterday, the scene of deadly violence when they held a rally back in August. A group of about two dozen men carrying tiki torches, led by far-right nationalist Richard Spencer, gathered around a statue of Robert E. Lee chanting, "You will not replace us." There were no reports of violence this time. Former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio speaks out after a court decided a few days ago to accept President Trump's pardon and to expunge Arpaio's contempt of court conviction.
I thank the president for the pardon. I never asked for it.
Arpaio says he hasn't spoken to President Trump in months, and he says he never should have been convicted in the first place.
Anybody in that courtroom that attended the five-day trial knew there was no case. But I'm sure he understands that this is very biased. Judicial and political system.
Retired NFL QB Peyton Manning getting an honor with a statue placed outside Lucas Oil Stadium yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
From Struck Films.
Where did you come from?
The true story of a stray dog.
Who are you?
That's Pluto.
Who saves a struggling family in more ways than one.
What's wrong?
This isn't working anymore.
Sometimes help comes from the most unlikely places.
I don't need you.
He's trying. He really is.
Sometimes one dog can change everything.
You're awfully small, aren't we, boy?
From the director of The Other Side of Heaven, The Stray. Rated PG. For theater locations and more information, visit thestray.movie. In theaters now.
British police say a crash that injured nearly a dozen people outside London's Natural History Museum yesterday was not terror-related, but the Metropolitan Police say the driver is in custody. They say, however, the incident is being treated as a sheer traffic collision. Several people received minor injuries. Movie executive Harvey Weinstein's self-imposed leave of absence from the company he co-founded could become permanent. The board of directors of the Weinstein Company have put the movie mogul on indefinite leave while an internal investigation into sexual harassment allegations against him continues. A statement from the board says Weinstein's future with the company will depend on its outcome and on, quote, Harvey's own personal decisions. The announcement coming after a New York Times report chronicling decades of alleged sexual harassment and expensive settlements. The actress best known for her role in the TV sitcom Will and Grace, Deborah Messing, is officially on Hollywood Boulevard, as Monica Nelson reports.
Just Deborah, actress Deborah Messing, now has a star of her own on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The Will and Grace star was honored this weekend and joined more than 2,600 other people to have a star along Hollywood Boulevard. Messing also appeared in the TV series The Mysteries of Laura, Smash, and Ned and Stacy. She's appeared in more than a dozen movies. The return of Will and Grace to network TV had many fans delighted.
Comedy is music. And, you know, I always like to think of the four of us as being four different instruments. And when we play it together, it's when we're at our best.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. Mike Wilson joining me today. Get at us on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online, Pigskin Opinion. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Lots going on in the sports world, people. College football finally had some upsets there. Michigan going down to Michigan State. Oklahoma going down to Iowa State, and then a couple others as well in the mix. You had Florida going down to LSU, who struggled against Troy at home, so it was good to see them rebound. A lot going on in Major League Baseball with the postseason. Dodgers all over the D-backs. Houston all over the Red Sox. Indians all over the Yankees, and then in the other series, it's tied up, Nationals and Cubs. Obviously, some NBA basketball underway as well, NHL hockey. Mike, excited to talk to you for another hour about what's going on in the sports world, brother.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, man, especially with, hey, it's NFL Sunday. Your Packers, Steelers, yep. Dolphins, Cardinals out in Philly. How's it going to go? Cardinals need another win because it's going to be a difficult year for those Bird Gang people, I think.
I agree, man. No, I agree. And we want to hear from the Bird Gang. We want to hear from everybody, man. I know we got Mitch in Santa Monica, so we'll get to you on the other side. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
An opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
This is Hal's Yard as Halloween approaches, and summer's harsh heat has turned his lawn into a virtual cemetery. But Hal knows fall is the best time to feed his lawn and repair those scary thin brown patches. So he reaches for Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. It feeds and replenishes nutrients. Roots grow deeper and stronger. So next spring, Hal's grass grows thicker and greener. Guaranteed. This is a Scots Yard. Pick up a bag of Scots Winter Guard today.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Anchor.fm is a great new platform that has some of the coolest audio on the planet. You'll find Rick Tittle's Comedy Spotlight and his interviews with all of today's biggest comedians, plus the best in politics, music, and more. Anchor has it all. And if you want to get in on the action, you can start your own station and be the DJ you've always dreamed of. If you're looking to launch a podcast, Anchor is the easiest way to begin. And with so many ways to interact with your listeners, you'll be destined for greatness. So check out the Comedy Spotlight and more at Anchor.fm.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Prescott under center, first and goal from the 8. Here's the handoff that goes to Elliott, gets a block from the right tackle, the 5, he runs into the end zone, touchdown Dallas Cowboys, Ezekiel Elliott, 8-yard touchdown run, and they build upon their lead with...
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
It's automatic.
Everybody, welcome back. I don't know about where you are in the country, but it definitely feels like summer still in the great state of Arizona, which is where I come to you from each and every week. It is Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. Get at us in many different ways on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion for Mike, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online for me, and then check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And again, thoughts and opinions, we'd like to hear them. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. And Mike, without further ado, after the Ezekiel Elliott clip, him running a touchdown when they play the Green Bay Packers, honestly, I don't think we could have had a better caller at this moment in time. None other than Mitch in Santa Monica, happens to be a huge Green Bay Packer fan. Mitch, you got the Dorf Man and you got Mike Wilson today. What's on your mind, man?
Happy Sukkot Sunday morning, fellas. Before we get on to that, hold on. Let me give you something here. You hear that? That's my Lulav shaking. And when my Lulav shaking, you know what happens? College football starts shaking out. How about those Michigan Wolverines? Go blue? How about go home? And Oklahoma, see ya. But you know what's best of all? I went 2-for-3 yesterday. Hurricanes, how about that? Who's not the king of Florida now? That's the U, baby. U, baby's back. And talk about Wisconsin in the second half, demolishing Nebraska, even after a pick six. Come on now. Great day, except for one problem. You know, the Cal Golden Bears had it. Went to Washington. My boy was up there marching in the band. Not much of a contest. Two Pet Cals now dropped two in a row to two top 10 teams. But you know what? Two out of three ain't bad. I'm all good. And next week, guess who's making the roadie to Madison? I'll be calling you guys from State Street next Sunday morning. You'll hear it here. Mr. Santa Monica makes it all the way to Madison. Too bad the Packers aren't playing. But if you want to talk about Packer football, how cool is it going to be? Cowboys going to drop two at home in a row? Could that be lights out? Did it be some questions for Dak? Did it make a mistake? Dude, I am so pumped for this game. It's so far, it's been a great weekend. Looking for an even better afternoon. What do you guys say?
Mitch, man, just keep talking. That's what I say, bro. I mean, I could sit here for an hour and listen to you ramble about sports, bro. You're all over the map, and that's what's great about it, man. You know, you're talking about the U. You're talking about Wisconsin. You're talking about Cal. You're talking about this, that, and the other, man. I love it, dude. The passion is absolutely dripping out of your body, bro. So keep bringing it, man. What do I think? I think we got a great game.
You want some more? Who's crying that Boston's down 0-2 and the Yankees are down 0-2? Are you kidding me? What? Who's crying? Boston TBS, that's who's crying. I mean, the Dodgers are looking pretty good, but I don't know. Cleveland's going to be tough. You know, it could be a disastrous World Series again. And, you know, I know that everyone was kind of hoping for a little Dodger-Boston, Dodger-New York thing, but it doesn't look very good right now. But, hell, I sure ain't shedding any tears seeing those guys going down. Although I did see something very, very interesting. I must tell you this, on a side note. I don't know if you guys saw this posted earlier in the week. You know, I coached Little League Baseball, and I coached it for Little League Softball probably for a good 5-8 years. And I don't know if you saw the posting from when Aaron Judge was in Little League, what position he batted in his All-Star team. You know,
he batted way down at the bottom of the order, Mitch. I love it.
Yeah. So for all those parents who questioned me as a manager, just go look where Aaron Judge batted. You know, maybe I knew something back then. Maybe I didn't. But you know what? Don't ever question your Little League coach, all right? Don't ever question those volunteers out there. Well, help spread the passion of sport no matter what it is, whether you're teaching tennis, whether you're coaching Little League Baseball. You know what? They're doing something better than you. If you have any questions about it, go get yourself a team. Drugs.
Man. Hey, I absolutely love the passion, Mitch. Appreciate the phone call from you, dude. We love hearing from you each and every week on the program, man. It's just so much good stuff from you.
Baby. State Street. We'll see you from State Street.
I can't wait to hear from you from State Street, man. You on State Street is going to be just an absolute party. Let's just be honest, man. You on State Street is going to be a party, bro. Have an awesome time. We'll catch up with you next week,
man. I wish your show was on Saturday so I could do your remote from Camp Randall in the afternoon. You know what?
That would be amazing, man. That would be amazing.
I'm going in for Dad's sorority weekend. I'm going to go party out with my daughter. We're going to go see a little government mule Friday night, take it out on a 2:30 game again. Oh, I just got winded there. Anyway.
I love it, man. I love it, Mitch. Hey, have a great day, dude. Hey, give us a prediction. Packers and Cowboys. What happens, man?
I predict pain. I think it's going to be probably a... it's actually probably not as easy as you think. It's probably going to be maybe like something like 27-21 or something like that. Rodgers could be dropped at least 2 bombs on them. And we'll see. But the thing is, you know what? Packers, God, you never know, because who knows? Could lose another 6 players in the first 4 minutes of the game and have to, you know, not worry on 3rd-string and 4th-string players. So, you know, Packers are real, but as I say, had a nice long week after the, whatever you want to call the Bears right now. I'm just looking forward to seeing maybe Jerry World will implode after 2 home losses. That would be fun.
That would be fun. No, and that's a good point. I think the Packers come in pretty healthy, okay? I think a lot of the guys that were out should be back. Mike Daniels, a couple of those offensive linemen should be back for the Green Bay Packers. Ty Montgomery, I think he's a game-time decision, probably will give it a go. We'll see how long he can stay in there. But, look, man, this Green Bay Packer team, come November, December, I think they're going to be pretty darn good, Mitch. Give us a final thought, and then we'll let you run, brother.
Well, key to the game is Packers offensive line. They can give Rodgers time, game over. If not, then we'll see what happens. So, looking forward to a great week. Just coming home from the market, got my lobsters ready to go for the evening, and we're all set to roll. It's going to be great.
Love it. Love it, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, man. Mitch in Santa Monica, Mike, and I know we got Anthony in Sarasota, so we didn't want to bring you on and not give you your due justice, to be honest with you, Anthony, because I know you're a good caller as well. So we want to give you your time. So hang through the break. We'll bring you up on the other side. But Mike, you got to love the passion from a guy like Mitch in Santa Monica, man. He's all over the place with his sports too.
Dude, I'm telling you, he's calling from Santa Monica, so he's probably sitting on his back patio overlooking the Pacific, drinking his coffee and just with his Packer. And, you know, I think the authorities have been advised that he's coming to State Street in Wisconsin next week. But you got to love the passion, even from, you know, just sitting there chilling on the West Coast, baby. You got to love it.
Yeah, you do. You got to love it, man. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. Thoughts and opinions, they're absolutely encouraged. They're welcomed 100%, man. Seriously. 1-800-878-7529. If you can't tell, man, we like hearing from the passionate fan. We like hearing from those of you that like to talk sports. We like to have you bring a little knowledge, too, but passion is always welcome. So we love it. Bring it, Anthony. We'll get to you on the other side. He's Mike Wilson. I'm the Dorf Man. Again, weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Mike Wilson. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Don't you want me? You know I can't believe it when I hear that you won't see me, don't.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Go! Go! Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with a sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
First and goal at the 2. Aaron Jones. He's in for the touchdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Andy Dorf hanging out with Mike Wilson today from PacificTakes.com, Dorf on Sports radio team. Get at us in many different ways. You can get at us on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. It's Dorf Online for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion. And then, obviously, check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. More baseball, says Lenny Randall. Interesting stuff. I'm getting some text messages from my girlfriend at the moment. Funny stuff as it goes on, Mike. You know how it goes, man. The women are always trying to contact you and me, our girlfriend, my girlfriend, your wife, whatever it is. But look, we love them, man. We love them. We want to get into some NFL, and we want to talk to Anthony in Sarasota as well. So let's jump out to him first, and then we'll get into what's going on in the NFL today. Anthony, you got the Dorf man. You got Mike Wilson. What's on your mind today, bro?
I'm wondering, what's your opinion on what with the new ownership of the Marlins, do you think the smart thing for Jeter to do is trade Stanton and get a bigger, really big haul, or do you think he should build around Stanton and then trade someone like Ozuna or Yelich?
Some great questions right there. Look, man, here's the deal. You know as well as I do, if you're a Marlin fan, that they usually do not keep talent around. When guys like Stanton go to the market, they usually do not pay guys like that. However, with that being said, that dude is just so good. He's so amazing that if you want to keep putting fans in the seats, I think you have to make it clear that you are going to keep this guy, or like you said, you're going to go out and you're going to wind up trading him for a bunch of different prospects, because that's what you're going to wind up getting if you wind
we
up getting
up
rid
that.
Of this
he
guy.
Contract. Do you think we oversigned him because of his injury history? Do you think that was ridiculous, the contract that what's his name, L'Oreal signed him for, even though he had a track record of hitting home runs? Do you think with his injury history, you think you should wait till you signed him if he stayed healthy?
Look, I mean, hindsight is 20/20. I don't know how Mike Wilson feels about this, but look, you don't necessarily know what you're going to get with anybody. However, you do know after what you've seen with the body of work from this guy, if he is healthy. And I hear what you're saying with the injuries, and yes, I would agree with you. You're paying him an awful lot of money, but again, you see what he's like when he's healthy. So it's risk reward, right? At the end of the day, when you're talking about professional sports in general, Anthony, it's risk reward. And the reward with this guy, if you ask me, is definitely worth the risk. But with that being said, you know, it puts you in a major disposition for the rest of your roster that you're putting together. So I think it comes down to that more than anything. Mike, why don't you jump in real quick and get in on the conversation?
I would say his contract is too big. I think he's gone. I just think he's gone. I think he's going to go somewhere or else. He's going to get a better deal, put in a situation where he can win. Not that he's like, you know, he's ring watching or he's ring searching and all that kind of stuff, but I think he's going to go somewhere else.
Go ahead, Anthony.
Does Mike think the Dodgers or the Yankees would be a better fit for him?
Yankees or Dodgers, Mike? What do you think? Who would be the better fit? That's a good question.
Man, okay, just think of this. You add Stanton to that Dodger lineup.
Or you add him to that Yankee lineup with Aaron Judge. I mean, come
on. Personally for me, I wouldn't mind seeing him in Dodger blue, because he'd come out here to Phoenix, you know, a few times a year, and we get to see that. But you know, I think either one's going to be a good fit for him. I think he's going to find, you know, he's not going to lose his groove or anything like that, but on a personal basis, I would like to see him on the West Coast. And he's a West Coast guy. So, I mean, he's from the LA, San Diego area. So if he comes out here, it's not a shock to me at all.
If he's in Dodger blue, honestly, it would make more sense, because I agree with you. He's from the LA area, and the Dodgers can probably promote him a lot better because of him being from the LA area. Don't you agree?
No, that's a good point. Excellent point. Plus, look, man, the Dodgers, let's be honest, man, like, holy cow. If you add that to that lineup, it's almost unfair. Like, seriously, the rich really get richer there. And then in the Marlins case, the poor get poorer because they don't want to pay anybody. That'd be amazing. Like, seriously, for the practical purposes of, I think it would almost be unfair if they add him. I don't want to see it just for that alone, Mike.
It would be one of those things where you could almost just mail in the NL West title to the Los Angeles Dodgers if they got Stanton. You can do that
already when you think about it, but go ahead.
You could really just mail it in year after year. And I think, you know, I think that's going to be a huge selling point. You know, who doesn't want to go home and perform in front of family all the time? For some guys, and I'm not sure if Stanton's exactly that way, but he does, you know, he does like going home. He mentioned it during the All-Star game in San Diego last year that he likes, you know, his family could come down to the game and watch it. So, you know, there is going to be that lure. There's going to be that pull for him. So, you know, if he ends in Dodger blue, the NL West is put on notice.
What was that, Anthony?
Wouldn't it be unfair for the Yankees to get him too, pairing him up with Aaron Judge?
Of course, yeah, and that's what I said. I mentioned that right away. I said, look, man, you put him with Aaron Judge too. That's just almost unfair to a certain point there too. So, yeah, I mean, the Yankees have a little bit further to go just in general with that team. They're not quite the team that the Dodgers are at this point, but they're pretty darn good. Anthony, appreciate the phone call, my man. Have a great day, okay?
You too.
Good stuff, man. I want to get into some football with you and thoughts and opinions about anything. To be honest with you, we'll take them. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. So if you want to talk about something else that's totally cool with us, we can absolutely flip gears with you. 1-800-878-7529. Get at us on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion for Mike. And then it's obviously Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. And check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, let's get into some NFL football. And I do see Lenny Randle writing a pretty good comment here on the Facebook feed. So appreciate you chiming in, Lenny. Interesting, very interesting stuff. I'm checking it out. Okay, I got it. LennyRandle.com. Check him out, people. LennyRandle.com. If you don't know, the guy did play baseball, so you do want to check him out. LennyRandle.com. Bills, Bengals, that's a game that's going on today. I'm just going to kind of run through these real quick, Mike. Jets, Browns, Panthers, Lions, Niners, Colts, Titans, Dolphins, Chargers, Giants, both those teams winless so far. Cardinals play the Eagles. Bird Gang, we want to hear from you people for sure. Jaguars, Steelers, Ravens, Raiders, Seahawks, Rams. Interesting one there in the NFC West for a lot of reasons. Packers, Cowboys, obviously the game of the week, Mike. Chiefs, Texans going at it on the Sunday night game. And already played was the Patriots and the Buccaneers. Monday nighter, Vikings and the Bears. And our man, Mitch Trubisky, going to get the start there for the Bears, so that'll be interesting. We'll talk about a lot of this here for the last 25 minutes or so on the program. Bills better than people think, Mike? What do you think?
Yeah, I think the Bills are playing some good ball now. They're not going to. I still think the Patriots win the division. I think the Patriots figure this out, but I think the Bills are showing everybody that there's a little bit more there than we all anticipated. The game that I kind of want to watch, besides obviously Jacksonville and Pittsburgh, is the Kansas City Houston game, because I think we got the beginnings of a quarterback growing up right in front of us in his rookie year with Deshaun Watson.
Absolutely. Oh, no. Most definitely. No, I agree with you, man. Deshaun Watson, obviously a kid that's growing right before our very own eyes. And it's going to be interesting because the Kansas City Chiefs, still the only undefeated team in the NFL right now. And this, people are talking about this could be a spot where they do get their first loss. The Texans do have a very solid defense, which is surprising that J.J. Watt hasn't been able to get after anybody yet, but that's only opened things up for other people. I do hear the music on the so we'll get more into this on the other side, Mike. But thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. We like to hear them. 1-800-878-7529. Get at us on Twitter. Pigskin Opinion for Mike, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online for me, and then check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We'll be right back. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It's Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson. We'll be right back.
Stan read that ball. Stan got a breaking ball. Absolutely blasts it to left, and it's gone. Upper tank. Budweiser bar, 58. He's back. Driven deep. Gone. 59. A bolt to left, and the onslaught continues.
Some home cooking. First game back for Giancarlo Stanton.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Yeah.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Amendola at the top in motion. Second and goal. To the end zone, and right on the goal line, it is caught by Hogan for the touchdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
All righty, people, welcome back. Sitting in Jeff's spot, Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com. Jeff, by the way, man, just too much yelling at his television is what he told me. He's a huge Cleveland Indian fan, and here's what I think you got to learn when you cover sports in general. Don't get too high, don't get too low. This is what we do for a living, and I get being excited. I get being a fan, but we talk about this stuff on a daily basis, and it can't get you too up and it can't get you too down. And that's kind of the way you got to be in life when you really think about it, man. Can't get too up, can't get too down. Things are going to come at you in all different ways, shapes, and forms. And it's how you respond to those things, man. Adversity is what makes us better as people when you really think about it, on the playing fields, in life. So try to go about things in the way, in the best possible way that you can. Get at us. We like thoughts. We like opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. He's Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And then check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, let's get into some of the games that are going on today, man. So many interesting things when you think about what's going on in the NFL in general. But the Seahawks do have the Rams. And I think that this is interesting for a couple of different reasons. You have the Rams, who are playing exceptionally well. They got out of the gate exceptionally well last year. However, I think this year, a much different story for them. Todd Gurley seems to be the real deal. Jared Goff playing pretty well. A couple good, solid receivers. Defense, we know they've got it. But the Rams, in your opinion, are they for real? Well, we may not have Mike. I'm not sure. So I'll have
to. There we go.
There he is. What's up?
I was just saying that the Rams are certainly acting like they are the real deal. And this new coach for the Rams is kind of a little bit of a quarterback whisperer. You got to admit it with Goff, because you're not seeing the deer in headlights. You're seeing a more calm, relaxed Jared Goff in the pocket. But they got him some weapons. He can turn around and hand it off to Gurley, which helps a young quarterback quite a bit. They got him a left tackle to protect his blind side. They got him some wide outs. So it just shows, if you give your quarterback a chance and get him some weapons, he can flourish and he can improve and he can be everything that you spent the money and the high draft pick on, you know, if you give him the shot, if you give him the weapons. So he's, you know, we'll see how real they are. I mean, that Seattle is legit. So we'll see, you know, how he handles getting hit by Cam Chancellor if he comes up the middle, you know.
Look, man, it is what it is. The Seattle Seahawks are a good football team. We know that. I don't think they're great. The Rams have a lot to prove as well. Still, the jury's out on them. We'll obviously have to see how it shakes out the whole season, but they have gotten out of the gates pretty solid so far, Mike. So kudos to them. I think one of the best moves that they made personally was getting rid of Jeff Fisher, man. Mediocrity was seriously one of those things where it just became something that was acceptable, which I think is pretty awful when you think about it, because you're always trying to win. And for some reason or another, for a long time, they seem to give him a free pass. Cowboys play the Packers today, and the Cowboys have definitely been struggling a little bit to start the season. The Packers, 3-1, and ultimately Aaron Rodgers has been the guy. We know that. They've had to do it without some of their offensive linemen on a regular basis. The Cowboys offensive line, speaking of that, not the same as it was. Ezekiel Elliott a little bit banged up. Dak doing a lot more this year himself. I'm kind of like, this is a big game for both of these teams, to be honest with you. I know it's week 5, but big game for the Packers to kind of keep it rolling, and a big game for the Cowboys in the sense of they didn't look so good last week. They got to turn things around. The offensive line isn't the same. Ezekiel's not the same. Dak's doing a lot more. The defense, it's lacking. So ultimately, man, I think this is a pretty big football game, and so does America, because it is the national game of the week.
Yeah, no, I mean, Green Bay is, you know, I don't want to say that they're struggling, because they've had offensive line injuries and those kind of things that kind of hold them back a little bit. But this is certainly in Big D today. This is going to be the make or break, I think, for the Cowboys, because they've shown that they they have a little bit of a, they're having some issues right now. I mean, the whole thing with Zeke going on off the field, you can't tell me that that's not a distraction. Dak, you know, Dak is Dak. I think he'll be fine, but he's still a young quarterback and he's still learning. But I mean, I agree. There's a reason why this game is the national game of the week. So, you know, what do you see out of your Packers, Dorf? I mean, is it do you see them recovering? Do you see them winning this game going away, or is this fairly close for you?
I think the Packers can pull it off. I really do. They're going to get some guys back. Like I said, I think they're coming into this game pretty healthy as far as it goes, especially for the Green Bay Packers. But I think they're going to be ready for it. You know, Aaron Rodgers, we know that this guy is just unbelievable. And with all the weapons that he has, I think that the one thing that I've been somewhat shocked about is Hendricks and Martellus Bennett not as big of a factor for him at the tight end spot, which is something that they've really, really had very good success with over the years. And not to say that it won't happen, but that's the one spot that I would think, and especially around the goal line, because it seemed like a lot of times those tight ends were the guys catching a lot of touchdowns over the past years. But look, he's getting the ball to Jordy Nelson a lot. And by the way, that's really good for me, because I've got both those guys on my fantasy football team. And if I'm not mistaken, Jordy Nelson leads the league in receptions for touchdowns for wide receivers. And again, Aaron Rodgers has double digits himself. So I like that. Hey, I want to get into this game a little bit. I think the Packers-Cowboys game is pretty interesting. I really do. And I think it's going to be a great one. Seahawks and Rams, I think it's going to be a great one too. But I want to talk to you a little bit about the Cardinals and Eagles. You and I are in Phoenix, Arizona. We talk locally Monday through Friday about this stuff here on the local radio airwaves. So I kind of want to get a little bit of your thoughts and opinions about the Cardinals going into the Eagles. Eagles are tough, man. You know, 3-1. They've played a lot of games on the road so far, and so have the Cardinals. With that being said, you know, they've played half their games on the road, and the Eagles have played, if I'm not mistaken, 3 of their 4 games on the road. So, you know, they're a little bit more battle tested on the road, and probably nice to be at home when you think about it. The Eagles about a touchdown favorite, 6.5, maybe 7, maybe 6. Over under is 45.5. I'm kind of surprised, because the Cardinals have struggled to put up points. So how do they put up points against Philadelphia today?
Well, here's the thing with me. I mean, it depends on which Carson Palmer we get. He's just been so up and down, inconsistent, as, I mean, the team has. I mean, they had to go to overtime against San Francisco to get the win. And now they're, you know, back east 3 hours ahead, that whole, you know, travel thing. They got to get Fitz more involved. I mean, just get the ball to Fitz, get the ball to your playmakers. I mean, Dorf, it's showing what happens to the Cardinals when they don't have David Johnson in the lineup. Yeah. To me, they're just so much more one-dimensional than anybody thought that they were going into this season, and especially when David Johnson went down. So,
yeah, that was obviously going to be tough. And when anybody loses their best player, it's going to be very difficult. And, I think that was the real concern when you came into the season for the Cardinals anyway, is that the lack of depth that they have pretty much at every spot. I mean, think about it. The offensive line, more holes than Swiss cheese. That's why Carson Palmer's on his back so much. To be honest with you, that has a lot to do with it. Let me throw this. Okay, you were a coach. You coached football, and people think it should be easy for a guy who plays right tackle to go ahead and move over to left tackle. But let me explain something, and then you can kind of fill in the blanks if I'm missing anything. Truth be told, man, it's almost like trying to go out there and play tennis. For a lot of people, if they're righty, you try to go play lefty and, you're going to look pretty awkward. First of all, it's going to feel very unnatural. There's just so many differences from using, your right brain or your left brain to go out and do stuff. And when you're really accustomed to having your right foot be your starter foot versus your left foot and getting your first step and all that, all those different kinds of things, it makes it very difficult. So I think people are somewhat not really aware of the situation when you think, oh, well, what's the difference, man? He's just moving from right side to the left side. It shouldn't be that big of a deal. No, it's a huge deal, man. You're doing everything with the opposite foot. And I'm telling you, man, I play tennis and I can play righty or lefty, but that's a real rarity because truth be told, man, when I first taught myself how to play lefty, Mike, it was a really difficult, daunting task. And I just kind of kept with it. It's not quite as natural for me on that side. However, I can play lefty, but I'll tell you what, it was a difficult ride to get there.
No, absolutely. I mean, people just think that these guys can do whatever they want in whatever position that they are because they're professional football players. It doesn't work that way. You were talking about footwork, and it certainly is that for these professional athletes. And you just can't switch up. I mean, it's a totally different thing in terms of how you come out to pass block or how you come out to run block and which hands are you using now to pass block, run block. It's a different feel. People may not buy into that, but that's exactly what it is. When I was coaching, when you set your line and whoever it was, that is, you didn't want to make too many switches with players because it would just screw everything up in terms of your schemes and all that kind of stuff. So it's not as easy as everybody thinks, even though that these guys are professionals. It's a different feel, different use of hands, different use of feet, and all the things that you're saying there, Dorf, I agree with. Absolutely.
Real quickly, what's the score? I'm going to ask you a couple of real fast ones. Cardinals-Eagles, what do you think the score winds up being?
38-35 Cardinals.
Steelers and Jaguars, what do you think there?
Steelers run away with this. This is like a 2 or 3 touchdown win for the Steelers.
Giants or Chargers, man? Who gets off the schneid? Who gets a victory?
Giants do it.
Really?
2 touchdowns. The Giants win this by 2 touchdowns.
Okay. What about the Panthers and the Lions? That's another interesting game that we didn't talk about real quick.
Panthers and Lions. Well, as long as Cam's not talking to any females about the game. Boy, you know what? I'm going to go with the Lions. 28-22 or 28-21 or something like that.
I think it's a wild one, man. I think there's a lot of points scored. And, terrible. Cam Newton, man, you got to just know when to talk and when not to talk. Speaking of that, it's time for us to take a quick pause for the cause, and then we're going to come back with our parting shots. So think about what you want to talk about here in your parting shot, Mike, during the break, and we'll be back to wrap this thing up. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf getting you through. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
All righty, people. Welcome back. Last segment here today. It's absolutely cruised, by the way. It's flown. I love talking to Mike Wilson about sports. I like talking to anybody about sports. So you can always get at us. He's Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And then check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. It's parting shot time. Mike, you're up, my friend. What's up?
You know what? My parting shot has nothing to do with sports. We lost a great one in Tom Petty earlier in the week and all the great music that he's put out there for us. And so, you know, if we could spend a few minutes just listening to some Petty this weekend, that would be good enough for me.
You know what? That is sports related, by the way. Think about all the different people that he touched. I don't know if people saw the tribute in Florida with that college football game, the whole crowd singing his songs. And I think that that's the way we remember Tom Petty, man. You continue to sing his songs, and that's the way that you pay back to him, because he paid to us for so long. And obviously, he's gone, and we're all going to miss him very much. So sorry to piggyback you on that, but that was pretty solid, because I do think it's sports related. So for Mike, for Scott on the other side, making it all possible, we'll be back next Sunday right here live each and every Sunday, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. Whether it's Mike Wilson or Jeff Rich, who knows? We'll be back. You'll have to find out.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.